KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Obama backing up Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. Obama in Arizona, where a 538 polling average shows former President Trump leading Harris by 2 points. Obama warning voters.
Tucson, we do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Trump in Detroit saying his tariff will put more Americans to work.
You're going to have jobs coming in like never before.
The IDF releasing drone footage of its reserve troops cornering and killing Haya Sinwar, Israel's most wanted man in a bombed out apartment in Gaza Wednesday. The Hamas leader positively identified the next day. The FBI and Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency warning that foreign actors are knowingly disseminating false claims and narratives to sow discord in the run-up to the 2024 presidential election. This is ABC News. The federal judge presiding over former President Trump's election interference case in D.C. ordering a vast trove of evidence released to the public.
The former president's attorneys fought to prevent this release, saying it could harm his campaign. But the vast majority of the nearly 1,900 pages are blank, marked sealed, likely indicating they were derived from closed grand jury witness testimony. The unredacted portions include testimony to the House January 6th committee, news articles, book excerpts, and tweets. The publicly available evidence in the filing also includes fake electoral certificates signed by Trump supporters, along with the envelopes they were mailed in.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. A near mid-air disaster averted after an American Airlines passenger jet and a Cessna suddenly entered the same airspace, coming just 400 feet from each other as the American flight was making its final approach to Austin Bergstrom International Airport. Happened Wednesday morning in foggy conditions. Thankfully, the American pilots were alerted by their warning system. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families, us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Two Rivers couple charged in the death of the woman's three-year-old son made their first court appearance Friday on new charges. The Manitowoc County Court Commissioner set bail at $500,000 for Jesse Vang and $400,000 for Katrina Bauer. Elijah Vu had been missing for 7 months before his body was found last month. The cranberry harvest is underway, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
David Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries says you can support farmers by buying local, and now's the perfect time.
You can stock up this time of the year, put them in the freezer, take them out all year long, add them to your salads. You know, I like cranberry sauce and everything.
Farmers are now harvesting, which was complicated by the freeze earlier this week. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin grows 60% of the nation's cranberries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans, kickoff tomorrow at noon. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love about facing Houston's defensive line, led by Will Anderson and former Viking Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, no, they are definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, and coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
Love, of course, waited 3 years to play behind Aaron Rodgers. Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud was able to start his rookie year.
So, like, maybe for Jordan, he wanted him to see the field and, you know, learn from Aaron and, you know, being able to just be a sponge and, you know, suck up just a lot of information. You know, I think it's just a testament to whoever's watching, like, who's trying to get to our positions is, like, no matter what route you're in or, like, you know, have to sit and wait a little bit. Like, my dad used to always tell me, cream rises to the top.
That's Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend's news, get you up to date, and mark early voting in person starting on Tuesday. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program here on Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be getting to your calls in just a moment, but first, I've been telling you about these just slasher ads we've been seeing here in Portland against Janelle Bynum, who is a black member of the Oregon House of Representatives. A fine woman who's done some extraordinary legislative work. She's running against a Republican, Lori Chavez de Remer, and these ads on behalf of the, well, they're not ads on behalf of the Republicans, a Republican candidate, they're ads against Janelle Bynum, literally accusing her of being somebody who supports sexual assault, somebody who lies, who's the worst kind of, I mean, just slasher ads, you know, in black and white and all this, you know, and I've been wondering, like, you know, who's paying for these ads? Because they're not from the Republican candidate's campaign. They are instead from a group called the Congressional Leadership Fund. And I didn't know anything about the Congressional Leadership Fund until today, when I read that the Congressional Leadership Fund is the recipient of $20 million in money from oil and gas giants like Chevron and ConocoPhillips and the American Petroleum Institute to try to seize control of the House of Representatives. This particular race here in Oregon is going to be one of the races that decides whether Democrats or Republicans hold the House of Representatives. The investigative outlet Sludge, this is from Jake Johnson over on Common Dreams, reported Thursday that the fossil fuel industry has pumped a record sum this election year into a pair of super PACs dedicated to securing Republican control of the House and retaking the Senate. Sludge noted that oil and gas giants such as Chevron and ConocoPhillips, as well as the American Petroleum Institute, donated more than $20 million total to the Congressional Leadership Fund and the Senate Leadership Fund. Quote, this is from their report, the latest wave of donations brings the fossil fuel industry's total to more than $54.2 million given to the Congressional Leadership Fund and the Senate Leadership Fund during this election cycle through September. That was last month. And we're just seeing these ads. I mean, you can't watch, I watch MSNBC in this market. And, and we've got a Sling account, a Hulu account, and they're both just loaded with these ads attacking Janelle Bynum, the Democrat, just attacking her viciously. It turns out that they're being paid for in large part, or in some part, by the fossil fuel industry. Now, why would that be? Well, you know, Donald Trump went to the fossil fuel players and said, give me $1 billion and I'll do away with Joe Biden's executive orders that are making life tough for the fossil fuel industry. According to Open Secrets, the oil and gas industry has spent over $152 million on campaigns in this cycle. They're literally trying to buy elections. And I fear that they're going to succeed. These ads against Janelle Bynum here are just awful. And you know, she's running in a district that has elected Republicans before. So Joshua Graham Lynn, the CEO of the anti-corruption group Represent Us, said in 2010, the courts, this is, of course, Citizens United, the courts opened the floodgates for individuals and corporations to spend unlimited amounts of money in our elections. It's no coincidence that American politics has grown more and more polarized and divisive since then. The Washington Post, this is like a major front page story, and today's Washington Post also, the headline, Trump has vowed to gut climate rules, oil lobbyists have a plan ready. So, you know, they want to get people into office like Lori Chavez de Remer, and this, here it goes. An influential, this is from Evan Halper and Josh Dossie over at the Washington Post. An influential oil and gas industry group whose members were aggressively pursued for campaign cash by Donald Trump has drafted detailed plans for dismantling landmark Biden administration climate rules after the election. Plans were drawn up by the American Exploration and Production Council, AXPC, a group of 30 mostly independent oil and gas producers, including several major oil companies. They reveal a comprehensive industry effort to reverse climate initiatives advanced during nearly 4 years of Democratic leadership. They take particular aim at a new tax on emissions of methane. The article goes on to note the documents show the methane emissions of 9 of the 19 AXPC member companies that responded to an internal survey are increasing, in some cases, in many cases, sharply. There's also a call to repeal more than a half dozen executive orders that lie at the center of the Biden administration's efforts to combat climate change. The group's goals amount to a monumental rollback of some of the most aggressive federal tools to cut emissions. They note the emergence of the AXPC plans follow a spring dinner at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida, during which the former president vowed to reverse the energy transition and call off federal regulators. Executives from ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and three other AXPC companies were on the list of attendees that was provided by a Trump advisor. At the gathering, writes the Washington Post, Trump told industry executives that their best shot at a rewrite of climate policies that inhibit fossil fuel production would be to raise $1 billion to help propel him back into office. Trump has repeatedly called oil executives, the Washington Post notes, in the months after the dinner to hear their wishes and raise campaign cash, according to an executive familiar with the calls. The Trump campaign responded to a request for comment with a statement accusing Vice President Harris of being, quote, controlled by environmental extremists. The trade group's members, which also include several smaller companies, account for roughly half of the oil and gas produced in the United States. And now they are going after Janelle Bynum in a big way. It turns out it's the fossil fuel industry that wants to take her down. I mean, the ads are saying, oh, you know, she supported a politician who was accused of sexually harassing somebody else. What does that have to do with oil and gas? Nothing, but it's a, you know, it's an inflammatory attack. Or, she voted to decriminalize drugs in Oregon. Well, pretty much every Democrat did. And then they reversed themselves 2 years later when it turned out it didn't work. And Janelle Bynum was one of the people who reversed that. But these attacks are just insane. I mean, just unrelenting. And so, you know, look out. She's coming to get you, essentially, is the message. This black woman, she's going to destroy Oregon. And, you know, it turns out, surprise, surprise, it's the fossil fuel industry, in part behind these attacks on Janelle Bynum. So I know who I'm going to vote for when Louise and I fill out our ballots this weekend. Although I'm not sure I'm in her district. I don't think I am, but we're close. Anyway, what's on your mind today? Lee in Duval, Washington. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Boy, that's good timing. Thank you, Tom, for taking my call. Boy, listening to you, my mind goes off in many directions, but for now, I'll stick with you. I'll start with oil. The Democrats really need to start using the tools that they have and identifying their Achilles heels of the Republican Party. And with the oil tycoons, they seem to forget that it's our taxpayer, our socialist taxpayer-funded military that protects their tankers and their shipping lanes and all that. And we don't get any breaks from that. They say, thank you, taxpayers. So here, we're going to give you a reduction on you. On your price of your fuel, and instead they get in and interfere with those elections, like you just mentioned there. So, I think the Democrats could do better with pointing out to the public that it is our socialist military that pays for their private for-profit oil companies, because they sell that oil on the world market, not just back to the United States. So, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you about outsourcing. I don't know enough about it. I know you probably could really help me on that. My dad was a Democrat his whole life. He was a working man. My real dad, my biological dad, was a tenured professor at Wisconsin, but I never met him. But my real dad, my adopted dad, was a basically an uneducated working man. His dad was a working man, and he worked at Hanford way back before the nuclear bombs were, you know, while they were making the nuclear bombs or the uranium for them. But my dad told me one time, he says, son, he says, my dad told me one time, he says, if you're a working man, you have no business voting for a Republican. That's and my true. Dad was always a Democrat because of that. And he turned to be a Trump fan after he went into a assisted living home way back in Colorado. I live in Duval, Washington, but it was in Colorado.
I'll bet they have Fox and on the TV.
Well, there you go. That's what my brother said. He says they turned Fox on the TV and then broke the knob off. And so that's what happened. So, but through all that time, and in listening to you for all these years, I've listened to you ever since you've been in Seattle, it's pretty obvious that the Democrats have been for the workers, for workers' rights, for workers' unions, and on and on and on it goes. And then with the, when the outsourcing came in, who was the Democrats? Who were they fighting for? They were fighting for the workers against who? Well, that would be the factory owners. Wouldn't it be the factory owners? Wouldn't they generally be the Republicans of the factory owners?
What happened, Lee, was there was this thing called neoliberalism. I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. It's also in my new book, The Hidden History of the American Dream. The neoliberal ideology, which included things like massive tax cuts for rich people, but at the center of it was something that they called free trade, which was the idea that corporations should be able to seek the cheapest labor they want anywhere in the world. We had prevented that in the United States, mostly with tariffs and other non-tariff trade restrictions, like the Buy America Act, for example, that required the federal government to buy American-made goods. When the Reagan administration came in, they said, we don't believe in that anymore. And they adopted this idea that Thomas Friedman and other neoliberals had been pushing. Thomas Friedman wrote a book about this called The Olive Tree and the Lexus, promoting the idea of free trade. And their argument was the McDonald's argument. Thomas Friedman came up with that, that no two countries with McDonald's have ever gone to war with each other. So if we want to have world peace, we all just need to be trading with each other. And so basically Reagan and Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, promoted the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which led to the World Trade Organization, and wrote the North America Free Trade Agreement, which was signed by Bill Clinton. Democrats bought into that through two presidential administrations, Clinton and Obama. Biden is now pushing back. He's reversing that. In fact, Biden has raised a number of tariffs on a whole variety of goods. Quietly, but he's doing it. And in my opinion, that's what we need to do, is go back to trade protectionism. Not the way Trump did, to create a trade war. There is some truth to, how if it was done wrong and if it was done quickly, it would be inflationary and it could be very destructive. But I think we need to get that back under control. And fortunately, both Harris and Biden seem to be of a mind of let's go back to the FDR way of doing it, of protecting our manufacturing. I got to run, Lee. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Hopefully in the future we can have another and perhaps longer conversation about it. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, come on, give me a break. Clarence Thomas was completely wrong on that. So is John Roberts.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And to get that free month supply and 15% off, use the code Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
She ran in 2016, threw the game away, took votes from the left.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sydney in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Sydney, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm really scared about this election. And we know what the right will do if Trump doesn't win. What do we do on the left if our person doesn't get in?
Yeah.
Do we have a plan?
I don't. I haven't seen one. I don't know of one. I can tell you.
But you're so smart and you are on this. What do you think? Can you come up with anything?
My plan will be to resist as ferociously as I can. To my dying breath. I mean, I don't know what else we can do. Speak out, show up, protest, expose the perfidy of these people.
Well, you know, he talks about the military coming in and the military, you'd think, oh, that would be great. They just will say no. But the military is infiltrated, I guess, by so much right-wing people.
It's true.
That they'll do whatever he says.
Kent State.
So, to all your listeners, we've got to think about what we are going to do, and because we can't just let it ride.
Yeah, I agree, Sydney. It's a conversation. It's a more of a longer conversation than. Well, actually, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. Sydney, thank you for the call. Luciano in Mojave, Arizona. Hey, Luciano, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. This is Luciano from Mojave, California.
Hmm.
Mojave, California.
Oh, California. Okay, I'll fix that.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm a first time caller, long time listener. Love your show. The question was about provisional ballots, and what's the problem with filling out a provisional ballot?
In many states, provisional ballots don't get counted unless you show up in person at the Secretary of State's office or the Registrar's office to prove that you are who you say you are.
Oh, okay. Because I have a mail-in ballot. I'm going to take my ballot and tell
you. Yeah, that's not a provisional ballot. A mail-in ballot is different.
Yeah, no, because I'm asking for somebody who hasn't got a ballot yet, and they're going to go to the polling place.
Well, they should get a real ballot at the voting place, not a provisional ballot. Provisional ballots are typically given to people that they're trying to prevent from voting.
Okay.
Yeah, so, if you've been knocked off the voting rolls or something, then you get a provisional ballot. Luciano, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour here in the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Obama backing up Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. Obama in Arizona, where a 538 polling average shows former President Trump leading Harris by 2 points. Obama warning voters.
Tucson, we do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Trump in Detroit saying his tariff will put more Americans to work.
You're going to have jobs coming in like never before.
The IDF releasing drone footage of its reserve troops cornering and killing Yahya Sinwar, Israel's most wanted man in a bombed out apartment in Gaza Wednesday. The Hamas leader positively identified the next day. The FBI and Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency warning that foreign actors are knowingly disseminating false claims and narratives to sow discord in the run-up to the 2024 presidential election. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee attorney has been sentenced to 16 months in federal prison for millions of dollars in tax evasion. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Eric Lenzen pleaded guilty for not paying over $2.4 million in income taxes between 2016 and 2021. Lenzen was ordered to pay restitution plus penalties and interest. A large Fox Valley shopping center has a new owner. Lisa Hale reports.
The Shops at Oshkosh, also known as the Outlet Mall, just off of I-41, has been purchased by a company that's owned by Woodman's Corporation, a large grocery store chain headquartered in Janesville. Oshkosh City Manager Mark Roloff says the city doesn't know what the plan for the site is, but Woodman's had been looking at the area for about 5 years. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13%, according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Michael Sozan, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to discuss Trump's attacks on democracy. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free. And a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com. Aren't we supposed to make this www? Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Yolanda in Spanaway, Washington. Hey, Yolanda, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, Tom. I love you. I just, what can I say? You inform me and make me a smarter person. But I'm here because of you. I've gotten involved in politics.
You are running?
Doing the postcards.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's all your fault. I'm blaming you. All the postcards that I've been writing, a couple of hundred, mm-hmm. door knocking and all that. And I'm here to support Erasmo Reese, who is running for the first time for Washington State Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a Democrat in our legislative district for 16 years.
Whoa.
It's turning red and ugly. And he is an amazing human. Last year he won for Bethel School District Director. Mm-hmm. He won over a 20-year incumbent. And he is shaking and moving, and I'm afraid he's upsetting a lot of people because he's a truth bomb. And
that's
I am supporting. So everyone out there in the second legislative district, vote for Erasmo Reese. He is going to be the fresh air that we need.
There you go. Well, Yolanda, thank you, and thanks for the pitch, and I hope your candidate does well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Jim in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
How you doing there on the other side of the river?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Say, I agree with almost everything you say about the media being broken, and I have a modest proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we kind of, I think there ought to be an alternative forum that uses the method of conjuring up interest by promoting spectacle sports in an arena of competition and combat. Goal would be to, what's that?
I was going to say that being what?
Well, the goal would be to have a more informed and thoughtful electorate.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch, you know, you say democracy is not a spectator sport, but politics certainly seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the 62 million that watch the presidential debate.
Right.
So I'm suggesting that form a league of, I'd call it the National Sophist League.
For debate? For political debate?
Yeah.
Sophistry?
For political debate.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a whole bunch of you really talented, articulate people out there in the,
mm-hmm.
I guess you'd call it the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had, you know, two teams on some sort of a stage and they got 4 minutes to make a presentation on a specific issue, like, I don't know how to pay for Social Security or
sure.
You know,
CNN
and,
used to do that. They had a show called Firing Line or Crossfire or whatever it was called, something fire. And Jon Stewart took it down. I mean, he single-handedly destroyed that program.
Well, that's because the manners were so bad.
Well, I get that. I mean, they allowed way too many lies, that were unchallenged.
Yeah. So my theory is that you have two teams. One team has a microphone for, I don't know, 2 or 4 minutes, and the other team is on the screen. And as soon as there's a lie, you throw a flag mm-hmm. with a dollar amount on it.
Hmm.
And you'd consult with a team of historians or logicians or
so you allow betting on this too.
Yeah, you put a prize money in the middle, and people love sports.
Sure.
And keep the politicians. I mean, they're limited in what they can say and who they worry about offending. But people with have definite informed views can present their cases with logic, facts, background, research.
Yeah.
And make it a profit-making thing.
I like the idea, Jim. I like the idea. And, I used to debate conservatives on this program probably on average 2 or 3 times a week. We just can't find any who will come on to debate me any longer. It used to be I had a lot of conservative callers who would call and try and debate me. And what's happened is a number of them have become progressives. and
well,
a number of other ones have just kind of given up. We've got a couple still who call, but I really enjoy it. I mean, I think it's useful. I think it's not just entertaining; it's informative. Assuming goodwill, yeah. Assuming and this is where some of the conservatives who call in have figured that out. That I'm perfectly willing to engage them as long as we do it in a civil manner. Rather than just, yelling at each other or calling each other names or trying to talk over each other. So, Jim, I like the idea. Jim, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. That's a great suggestion. Thank you. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to call about planting food forests to reverse climate change because extreme weather kills forests and forests kill extreme weather.
Yeah, you've called about this before. I get it.
Yeah, well, the reason that I'm so excited about it is because, number one, it reverses extreme weather, it reverses climate change, but it's also like the concept of prepping, how people prep for disasters or mm-hmm. natural disasters. Well, if you have food forests across every continent, it's like having silos full of food,
You're talking and like all fruit and nut trees or just plain old crops?
Oh, definitely perennials. It's got to be perennials so that the food forest gets bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll influence the weather more every year.
So what food plants are perennials? I'm thinking tomatoes, lettuce. These are all annuals. What are the perennials?
Well, yeah, it depends on how cold your winters are, too. But, trees and bushes are perennials, and I guess I don't know exactly.
So blueberries, raspberries are perennials, but, potatoes maybe?
Let me tell you my new idea. My new idea on how to plant the most food the most forests mm-hmm. as fast as possible.
Well, even annuals, regenerate themselves. They just have to go through the seed phase.
Yeah, there's a lot of plants that do that, and I'm all for that. Like, you need to have pockets in your food forest. You can have circular areas where you do have annuals, and then that way you get to. But the fun thing about having food forests is, instead of being farmers, eventually you just turn into harvesters.
Right, foragers. No, I get it. Yeah.
Let me tell you my new idea on how to plant the most food forests as fast as possible. It sounds like the funnest job ever to me, to be a nomadic food forest planters.
Well, so that's Johnny Appleseed.
People. Sure.
I mean, he literally was a guy. There's apple trees all over Michigan. I grew up in Michigan, and he was a real guy with a real name. I forget his name now. It's been 50 years, but. He planted a whole lot of apple trees in Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's Chapman.
I'm sorry, I don't remember. But, Johnny Appleseed was a real guy, and he actually traveled around. He was a nomad, and he traveled around planting apples and apple trees, and people loved him for it.
You could do it extremely efficiently nowadays. Mm-hmm. And you can have these canvas pouches on around your belt with just a whole array of baby plants. Mm-hmm. And the plants can also use mushroom spores.
Yeah.
So they come into a town and they just broadcast to the entire town and they let everybody know, if you let us plant these food forests here, it's going to change the weather. It's going to stop drought. It's going to stop flooding.
Sounds like a plan, Blue. Sounds like a plan. Thanks a lot for the call. Good luck. 44 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general.
In general. Let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and Patrick, I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking in prank, too. All right. I happen to like
it. It's Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What happens when you're the knock, you know, the next of kin, N-O-K, for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that, all while grieving a loss. I can tell you about this. My best friend died of COVID a few months ago and named me as the executor of his estate in his will. I didn't even know, and now I'm dealing with all this stuff, and what a mess. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? They would be if you had a knock box, a next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save up to 18% off any kit, exclusively available from theknockbox.com. That's the, T-H-E, knock, N-O-K, box.com. Theknockbox.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save 18%. Theknockbox.com. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Bear with me. I'm getting over COVID. So I might cough.
Okay.
I'm of the belief that when our government is funding and supplying weapons to destroy innocents, the bulk of which are women and children in Gaza, we need a super leader to step in. This is the time for Kamala to step forward, announce that the U.S. will no longer provide Israel with money or weapons or any other support in their relentless attack against innocent Gazans.
You know, Biden just said that day before yesterday. If they don't step up their aid to Gaza, I realize it's not as far as you and I want to go, but it's a start.
He needs to do it, and she needs to say Yahya is dead and Israel has this. Period.
Yeah, well, she said that yesterday. She said now's the time for an end of the war and a two-state solution. And Netanyahu came out and said, oh, no, 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 no. The only reason I'm not in prison is because I've got a war, and I'm going to keep this war going.
Yeah, but she can get that money out of there, and she can let everybody know that from now on we are not funding that.
Well, she doesn't have the power to do that. She's only the vice president.
Well, we didn't want them doing it. We got sick of them doing it in Vietnam, and this is just like Vietnam. We've got to stop it. She can find some way to make it look as if she's making every effort that she can, and then she can tout that. Yeah. We also need our hero to provide government support for Ohio in the community of Springfield and the Haitian community. Yeah. They've done nothing wrong, and we need the government to support them in the form of whatever it could be, National Guard. We need to amp up support in North Carolina for the victims that have been given misinformation. Now, my favorite that I think we need a super leader, not superhero, a super leader right now suggests that we need hospital ships for women who are denied basic maternal rights starting in Texas. Hmm. We need a place for women to go, and hospital ships are illegal, and nobody can touch them. So there are some things that she can do right now and start really putting some muscle into her, because she's good. She is really good.
She really
and
is.
She seems to,
and I expect after the election, you're going to hear much more forceful language. Right now, she is in a position where she really cannot challenge her own president. She can't. Lori, thank you for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Let me do two quick things here. A question that came up about, could we sue for defamation when they claim fraud? I think to approach a topic from earlier in the week, officials that refused to certify the vote. And the judge in Georgia said that they have no authority to not certify because they suspect fraud.
Correct.
And so if they don't certify the vote, they're essentially accusing all of us of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be sued for that. They can be sued civilly for mm-hmm. that. And it would be both in state court, and because even though you don't have a constitutional right to vote for president, you do have a constitutional right to vote for your representative in Congress.
Yeah.
So you would be disenfranchised if the vote were not certified.
Good point.
That's the first thing. The second thing is it's a complete dereliction of the duty of the media that they still have not requested that Donald Trump turn over some tax returns. I mean, mm-hmm. he said, I understand the IRS wants to take a close look. He's a criminal, a convicted criminal, so they want to take a close look at his recent ones, but I'm sure the 2015, 2016 tax returns are still not under audit as he claimed they were, and what difference does it make?
Right.
But he's running, he's a new candidate for president. Again, it's not like he just gets to skate on, I just said that before, but he's a new candidate.
Yeah, but Paul, do you really think that even if his tax returns were released and we discovered that just like, you know, all those other years he paid no taxes or $750 a year, that, I mean, this is a guy who's been convicted of rape. Come on, do you think anybody's going to care?
Well, you know, it's like I heard some woman on a right-wing station say, I'm not voting for a boyfriend, I'm voting for his policies. So I guess you're right. Criminality doesn't care. And she said, and God used many evil men in the Bible to do good.
Yep.
I mean, you're right, Tom. They're effing nuts on the other side.
It's a cult. It's a cult, Paul.
It's a cult. Yeah.
Paul, thank you. I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Rick in Danby, New York. Hey, Rick, thanks for listening to WHMP. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm responding to the caller yesterday. It was talking about refusing illegal orders as a member of the military. And I just hope you'll let me give you a quick experience.
I just have 30 seconds, Rick. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Can you do it quick?
Okay. I was drafted in 69. My brother told me not to come. He was a platoon leader. He says the war is wrong and bad. I got orders to go to Vietnam after a year in the States. And I told my boss, who was an EA, that I wasn't going to do it. And he says, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to Canada. And he said, just hang on. Let me see what I can do. And he got me out of those orders. Apparently, he had served two tours in Nam.
Yeah. So it can be done. Yeah, Rick, that's an inspiring story. Thank you for sharing it with us. I'm sorry I got to run, but thank you very much. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Trice Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Mark who has retired, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Connor Arroyo, and Carney Verde, all the fine people who work on this program. And thanks to you for listening, watching, participating, calling, sharing it with your friends. Thanks so much. Don't forget, we got a big election. Get out there, get active, tag, you're in. Have a wonderful weekend. I will catch up with you on Monday right here.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll find out what 9-year-old podcaster Beckett Kays got to say about Sunday's game.
And we'll check in with Mike Pritzel and get an update on hurricane relief efforts in Florida.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.